Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 2, with verses 5 through 8. By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. The wrath of God comes, yet not everyone believes. Many still think our time here has no concerns when it comes to the afterlife. Just look around and see the excess that God asks us to regulate in his name. When you give a stubborn heart to your neighbor, you give him the heart of disobedience, unwilling to give what you yourself are wanting to obtain, for there is always something hidden we are trying to gain. If we want what's better for us than others, then we are not living in the works of our God and sharing the salvation one receives when giving their all to living redeemed. Why? Because truth is disobeyed, and selfish desires of the heart run the world of being the best instead of living for the final test of seeing heaven or hell when the end finally arrives sooner than later. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children, Alexandra and Alan, Jeffrey, Julian and Gabriel, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. And we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today. Lord, we ask special intentions to give them peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. I continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to live by Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 2. We're in verses 5 through 8. Two stanza poem. It's an ongoing. It's titled, Work Hours Immortal, Accordingly Repay. Wrath stored, heart impenitent, stubborn fear. God's judgment revealed, wrath day. Life eternal, works good, persevere. Works ours immortal, accordingly repay. Wickedness obey, truth disobeyed. Selfish day, fury paid. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's October 24th, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 7:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends, and God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast, as we close each day, we do an impromptu poem where we just share the Word of God or what's going on around us in rhyme, impromptu, where we don't practice, we don't know what we're going to say, we just pull it out of our brain, where we seem to live a life of being sane. Today we speak about Mark 10, verses 51 and 52. The blind man was asked by Jesus, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. By calling out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Oh, sweet Jesus, thank you for having pity on me. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us. God bless you. John and Marie, have a great day in the Lord. Peace be with you, brother, sister. Amen. In the name of Jesus.